I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. The Beach Boys and Good Vibrations. You hear the chorus. You hear that spooky line played with the theremin. That's what that is, the theremin. On this day in 1896, one of our oldest notes in this world of music, Leon Theremin was born. He's a Russian inventor, the most famous invention, the theremin, one of the first electronic musical instruments. He first performed the theremin with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra in 1928, used on many songs since then, of course, including Good Vibrations. Leon Theremin died November 1993, lived a nice long life, nearly 100 years. He was born on this day in 1896. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott McKay is with us now, publisher of The Hayride, offering news and commentary on Louisiana and national politics, and RVIVR.com. National political news aggregation and opinion site. He's also writing at spectator.org. Five quick things, the FBI and the consent of the governed. Scott, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you make this very easy for five bullet-pointed things here. Number one, though, the FBI is a dead agency walking, you say, in the wake of the Trump raid last week and, well, many other things, too. What do you mean by that?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. It was always the Republican Party and the conservative movement that backed the FBI when the left hated the FBI. And now it seems like that has completely changed. I don't know if an agency's legitimacy can survive that kind of whiplash in public opinion. And objectively, the FBI is becoming something that I don't think anybody ever intended it to be. Certainly a politicized law enforcement agency of the federal government is not something that our framers hoped to see or would have tolerated in any of the documents that they wrote. And the raid on Mar-a-Lago was, I think, catastrophic for their credibility. But, you know, coming in the wake of some of the other things that the FBI is responsible for, I mean, the situation you guys have up in Michigan with this kidnapping plot that it looks like the FBI orchestrated, forget about Mar-a-Lago, that right there is a delegitimizing type of situation. And we've seen it with the FBI kind of stoking up these jihadist plots in advance of that. I mean, Garland, Texas is a good example of that. I mean, we could just go on and on and on. That is not sustainable as a pattern of behavior by a federal agency.
Talked about this just before you joined us here on the program, these 87,000 new IRS agents. And you say ramping up the IRS is a pure sign of bad faith with the American people. The White House has tried to assure Americans that, no, we will not see any new audits for those of you making less than $400,000 a year. Democrats had a chance to put that into this bill, and they refused in the Senate. And this is a promise that cannot be kept.
I think that's right. There is no more unpopular federal agency than the IRS, and the fact that you would double that in the middle of a bill that pretty much everybody understands will not fight inflation. I don't know how you fight inflation by doubling the size of the IRS. I want to call it tyrannical move on the part of the team Biden and the Democrats in Congress. It's a very in your face thing to the American people that, hey, you know, we're going to double the size of an agency that has been weaponized against the American people for a long time. And I'm sure you've probably seen these, it's like, you know, memes on the internet that are graphs drawn from IRS data showing what states and counties people get audited the most.
Yep.
And it's not blue counties in the Northeast. It's lots of South, lots of West, a good bit of the sort of the Great Plains states, and that's who gets audited. You know, and the fact that, you know, we're not auditing people in Boston, New York, and Philadelphia, but we are auditing them in Orlando and Dallas and Houston. It looks like this is a federal government that's weaponized against certainly red state America. And how much of this are you going to be able to do before, number one, people notice, which I think they're already noticing, and number two, people start calling for an American revival that doesn't include this government as currently constituted in 2022.
And we got about 60 seconds left here, but the thing about the IRS and the audits is that you're going after people who, again, I don't know what the percentage is, 98%, let's say, who are trying their best to comply with an opaque tax code, who are hiring people perhaps to file their taxes or buying software. They're doing the best they can. And so it really does feel like harassment. Like, I'm doing what I can. I'm paying to try to comply with your, you know, your twists and turns and maze of rules and regulations, and you're still coming after me.
Well, the people who, you know, have trouble with the IRS, generally speaking, are the people who are moving up in the world and don't come from a base of money already and don't have, you know, from family connections and so forth, access to the best tax lawyers and accountants. I mean, you know, it's the guy who just started a business and is just making money is the guy who has all the tax problems. So what you're really doing is you're sicking the federal government on the concept of social mobility in this country. Yeah. And that should tell you a lot about who the Democrats are right now.
Scott McKay, find him at RVIVR.com. The Hayride, and also his piece at spectator.org. The FBI and the consent of the governed. Scott, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Everybody have a great week.
Appreciate it. That's Scott McKay. Scott Bertram in for Steve. Wrapping up hour two next on the Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins at stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. Coins at stevegruber.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.